T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 8 a.m. to get into the matchup of the weekend, is Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Chris. Thanks for jumping on. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing good. We got Harry from Dumb and Dumber. We got me dressed as Rich Rodriguez, but nobody knows because this is how I dress typically every Friday. And we've got Harry Callis dressed up as a radio host, not a producer. Are you going for anything at Halloween?
Right now I'm not dressed as anything, but I'm going to a friend's Halloween party. I will be dressed as basically the person that everyone says I look like all the time anyways, and that will be Jerome Bettis.
Ooh, very nice.
You get Jerome Bettis?
I can see that.
How do you guys not know that this is like the joke around everyone? It's just like everyone's like, oh my God, you look like a young Jerome Bettis. It is like it is the thing that I have gotten for the last like 10 years of my life.
Can I ask you a question?
That's what we're doing here, Adam. That's the point of the segment.
Yeah, but I'm prefacing this one because it might be an uncomfortable question. Do you think it's the... You think people are doing a thing there? Because I don't think you look like Jerome Bettis.
It's light-skinned dudes with beards.
There you go. You know,
there was one time.
There you go.
Yeah, it's and like some of it's reasonable. Like I actually kind of see Jerome Bettis. There's weird ones that I don't see. Like, you know, when I was skinnier, I used to get Drake all the time, and I like kids used to be like is that kid? I literally had a person in Vegas one time like grab my shoulders and be like, Drizzy, it's you! Oh my God! And I'm like, what? He's like, oh my bad, man.
But it, me know, too,
I
Chris.
Like when I got my fade
right, sucks when it
I
happens.
Was cool, but. But then when you know, I got older and I started to put on weight, one time I was running around at the Whippeal Championships and I heard these high school kids go from the stands like, yo, he looks like that one rapper. And I turned, I'm like, they're about to call me Drake. And they said, he looks like DJ Khaled. And I said, who said that? Who said that? Don't you dare say that. Yeah. So light-skinned dudes with beards.
I will get off this in a second here. But the funniest and the potentially the most offensive one of all time, not that he's not a good-looking man, is when we were at lunch prior to a Steelers game, you, me, sitting there with Mark Caboli,
yeah.
And Caboli said, yeah, you look like PK Subban. Like, come on, Mark, what are we doing there, bud?
What?
I wasn't going to say his name, but yeah, Caboli did do that. And he did that in Chicago one time. We were like, you know, walking out of a restaurant, you know, the night before we were covered Steelers Bears. And there was this middle-aged white couple that turned and looked at him and said, sir, you have to apologize. No, he does not look like PK Subban.
Yeah.
And to this day, he's like, I kind of see it.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
Chris Carter joining us here. Drake on the Fan Morning Show. Chris, the...
I appreciate Drake.
There, Michael Pittman. You got pierced nipples, also who's averaging 21.5 yards a catch. You've got Jonathan Taylor, who's playing at Saquon Barkley levels from last year. You got a quarterback that has taken fewer than 10 sacks, who doesn't turn the football over, an elite offensive line. If you were coordinating the Steelers defense, Chris, what's the number one priority what do you try to take away first?
Well, it's funny. I was talking to Zach Hicks, the host of Locked On Colts for Crossover Thursday yesterday, and one thing he brought up is that there's a misnomer about how the Colts operate their offense. You look at how many yards Jonathan Taylor gets, people think that they run to set up the pass, but it's the opposite. He said they pass to set up the run. They kind of bring out Daniel Jones and let him get going through the air, and then once that happens, then Jonathan Taylor starts to run the ball, and then because you're so caught off guard by the passing game, it makes the run game more devastating, and then the offensive line demolishes you, and then Jonathan Taylor rips your head off. And so I think one of the big keys here is you cannot allow the middle of the game, middle of the field passing game to thrive with Indianapolis, which is kind of scary because the Steelers have stunk at defending the pass. They're literally last in the NFL in passing yards per game right now. So to me, I mean, you got to stop the run. You can't let Jonathan Taylor beat you, but I think that the tricky part here is you got to come out and you cannot allow those middle of the field passing concept, those levels where they try to manipulate the linebackers into making mistakes. They got to be sound there. And I think it's going to be winning a lot of inside leverage, making sure that you're taking away the quick reads, forcing him to hold on to the ball. And then can your pass rush get home? Because I know a lot of people are saying, where's TJ Watt? Where's Cam Hayward? But when quarterbacks are throwing the ball in less than 3 seconds on average the last few weeks, you're not going to get home. And so that's what the Steelers have to do in this game. I kind of like their run defense right now. I think they've defended the run better in the past few weeks. The problem is you can't allow teams to get quarterbacks to get on their first read. You do that against the Colts, they're going to rip your head off and score 50 points, not just 30. So that's got to be a key there. But I also think that one of the other ways to beat this team is sometimes your best defense is your offense. And right now the Steelers' offense is the better unit. And if the Steelers offense could come out here, I think that jumbo package could be very lethal because the Colts, they don't go much base. They basically live in nickel. You could come out and you can run these guys over, but you got to do it efficiently and you got to control the clock.
Chris, did you say you think the Steelers offense is the better unit right now? Or did I mishear
that? Defense. I mean, No. I think the Steelers offense is better than the Steelers defense right now.
Oh, okay. Talent-wise, okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying the Steelers offense is better than the Colts offense.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask you what Steelers made you offense, say that, but I got you now. The better of the two Steelers.
No, yeah. But listen, the Steelers defense, there are some very course-correcting things they could do to be a better unit and live up to the hype that they've been built up to. But it's just showing that, like, hey, why haven't they course-corrected? I think that's something that's continuing to happen. And the more that it happens, the more you start to look at Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin like, hey, what are y'all doing? Because there is talent here to make it happen. So I do think that that's part of it. But, again, right now I think the offense is the more cohesive unit.
So you wrote about over at the old postgazette.com, Chris, about Kyle Duggar and the role that he's going to play and the type of player he is. What did you learn in reporting that, and what can fans expect on Sunday out of him?
Well, I think the Steelers want him to basically be their Deshaun Elliott. Kyle Duggar is not a supreme coverage man, but he's a really good run and tackle guy. And so he's a good athlete. And like when you look at his combine numbers from like 6 years ago, he came into the league a pretty good, like he was like people forget he's a Division II guy in college. You know, Deshaun Elliott played at Texas and he was a sixth round pick. This guy played at a D2 school. And in doing so, he had a great combine. And when people saw the combine and his size, they were like, we got to look at this guy. And so that's why the Patriots brought him in. And that's why, he was pretty solid there. But what he's going to be able to do is he can be a bigger guy that can run, tackle, help against the run, help against, underneath passes and do that. But the problem is you got to get him up to speed. And I really think that that's going to be the biggest challenge here is how quickly can he learn the different roles of the defense? Because this defense is complex. It's not a simple defense. And I think that's been part of the problem here is that they want to disguise a lot. And I even asked Terrell Austin this last week before the Packers game. I was like, at what point do you sacrifice complexity for just playing well? Because when you're blowing coverages and it's part of it's because guys are trying to disguise things and they're failing to disguise something or they're too much in the disguise to actually play their real assignment. At what point do you say, forget that? We just need to cover right now. We just need to – I don't care if they know we're in man. I don't care if they know we're in cover two. We just got to do this well enough to limit, hold, make them hold on to the ball so our pass rush can get home. And basically Terrell Austin was like, the day that we stop disguising is the day that we should not try to play defense. And so I hear that, and I think that's a smart way to say, hey, we're not going to give up on doing that. We got to keep working at it. But at some point – you have to be good at doing that part of the game, and that's where I'm not sure if Kyle Duggar is going to pick up his speed enough. But I do think they need him because, frankly, Chuck Clark, I think he at least tries. Like he brings effort, but he's just you saw against Tucker Kraft in that slant touchdown. He can't cover. He is at his best when he's a downhill box safety, and when he's not in that role, he is a liability for the Steelers. They need help at safety right now.
No doubt about that. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast, joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned course corrections. I mean, that would be one right there. What else would you propose for Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin as course corrections that you think could help this defense?
I think that their outside cornerbacks need to be Joey Porter Jr. and Brandon Echols. I think Darius Slay, he's made some plays this season. But like that play on the wide receiver screen,
oh my god!
Like he just let the guy walk into the end zone. It was inexcusable to me, and like it's a shame because when I looked at the all 22, you see you think that like when you watch the touchdown, like man, no one did anything there. But really, the whole defense did what they were supposed to do, except Slay. Juan Thornhill jumped into an interior gap that forced Savion Williams to the sideline, and then Patrick Queen takes up two blockers. Like and he's like basically holding them up so that Slay can be free and make this play, and he doesn't even like come over to help. And I'm just like, what is that? And so when you see that, and you just also know that Darius Slay's not covering guys well right now. He doesn't have the speed that he used to have. It kind of makes you say, what are you doing here? And so I think Echols and Porter, I also think this team should go get a cornerback. I thought Roger McCreary would have been a good option, but the Rams traded for him last week, so he's off the table. I think Reek Woolen could be an option if the Seahawks are willing to part with him. He's on the last year of his deal right now. But, you know, if Corey Trice could be healthy, but he apparently has another injury already. So I don't know how serious that will
man.
Be. But I think, you know, you need outside corners for this system to work. And you need guys who are at least going to take away the first 3 to 4 seconds of a route. And if you can get that, I think that changes a lot about how this defense plays.
I want to ask a question about the offense, Chris. We've been belaboring the defense. Sure. Roman Wilson had a pretty good game this past one. I think 4 for 74. Do you take that as a sign that he is sort of turning a corner? Is there more to come? Do you expect more out of him against the Colts? Where are you at with Roman Wilson?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll have a story on him later today. I was working on that until the Duggar trade, and so then we kind of course corrected. We did our thing there. But Roman Wilson, when I asked Aaron Rodgers about him, he said that last week he had an amazing week of practice. And then he said, when we talked to Aaron Rodgers on Wednesday, he said Wednesday was another great practice for Roman Wilson. I think Roman Wilson's just finding his feet in the NFL. And this was kind of what Mike Tomlin, what Aaron Rodgers, what a lot of people said about it. It was like, hey, man, give this kid time to grow. He was hurt all last year. He couldn't get his feet under him. Now he's starting to, and you're seeing him find his confidence. And I do think that he's on the verge of showing people. And I think it's another reason why, like, I know a lot of people think the Steelers should just go get a wide receiver too. And I'm not saying eliminate the possibility, but I think that the Steelers are like, we got a really good guy here, and we also like Calvin Austin. So I don't know if we need to do that versus maybe we need to fill up one of the weaknesses that we thought was a strength on defense, and that's the outside cornerback position. But to answer about Roman Wilson, yeah, I mean, he's getting into his routes better. He's getting into his breaks better. And he's also finishing plays. Like that first deep ball was a scramble drill where he stuck with the play. He initially did a good job, but then he was like, oh, Aaron rolling to his right. Let me keep working with him. He did a good job. And he's also, like, Roman Wilson's not a guy that's patting himself on the back. Like I asked him about it and I was just like, Roman, break down how that happened. Cause I thought he'd be excited to talk about a really big play for him. He was like, yeah, it was a scramble drill. That was it. Like, I was like, okay, I guess. Thanks, Roman.
Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, but like I think that he has a level head on his shoulders. He's working really hard, and now it's producing results. And Aaron Rodgers, and something else Aaron Rodgers said that I thought was really good was he said one thing that also happens. Aaron Rodgers, he's a field general. He can see the whole field. He appreciates that on every single play, Roman is doing his job. He's running his route as hard as he can. Even when he's the fourth or fifth read on a play, if the first read's DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth or Darnell Washington, Rowan Wilson is still digging out his route really hard, which is not something a lot of young receivers do. It's something George Pickens didn't even do for the Steelers. So that's something that he appreciates, and he knows that, hey, if Roman's my last read, I can go to him and know that he's busting his butt.
It'll be God's plan. Thank you, Drake. Appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning.
I got my butt kicked by Kendrick Lamar last year.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, and the Locked On Steelers podcast, one of our favorite segments of the week. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
We'll talk to you next Friday. That was Chris Carter. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We ran short on time there with Chris. I wanted to ask him about the dichotomy of Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin, because he sort of put one thing out there, Dulac put another thing out there, and then Terrell Austin was asked about it himself. We'll hear from Terrell Austin on how things run with the Steelers defense when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.net.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Caboli asked Terrell Austin about the play calling. Is it you? Is it Tomlin? He also posted a video on the Twitter that you say looks like it was filmed by a Motorola.
Yeah, I think that was taken with a razor.
Did you have a razor?
I think I did, yeah.
They were sleek, baby.
That was my favorite one.
I loved the razor.
No, I'm with Caboli on this. I texted Mark, and I said, what did you do? Take this with a flip phone. The video. You can see it out there on Mark's Twitter. And then he's giving me crap, saying he was in the back because all the Post-Gazette reporters that were there, which he always does. I said, it's not my problem anymore, which it's not. But he said, I miss my BlackBerry. And I'm with them, man. I'd have a BlackBerry if those things were still around. I love BlackBerry.
Like Jim Balsillie.
Yeah. Yep.
I was never a big BlackBerry fan. I didn't like the ball in the middle. That little rubber eraser ball that you used to have on laptops, too, that you would use to scroll.
Yep.
I didn't like the way that it felt on my thumb. I'm a very particular man. Here is what Terrell Austin had to say about the defensive signals.
Mike's the head of, we always, he's part of the defense, obviously.
and he's always been part of it. And it's nothing's changed in that regard. We go through our weeks, we plan. He's in all the meetings, all those things. And so there's really no change in terms of how we work together as a staff. And so I don't think that has any bearing on anything, you know, because Mike has always been involved. Nothing's changed in that.
Am I allowed to say what I'm about to say? You're going to be the judge in a second.
Oh, boy.
Is it okay that I don't give a rat's ass the more I think about it? If it's Terrell Austin calling the plays or Mike Tomlin calling the plays? The results need to be significantly better. And every single person involved with the defense, players included, every single person on the staff deserves to be culpable and called to the carpet for this absolute mess.
I know, but isn't that unfair to Terrell Austin or any other defensive coordinator who comes in here that you're not allowed to run your own schemes? And if the schemes aren't working, shouldn't they change? And if you're not going to change the head coach, you're not going to change the schemes. You see where I'm going?
Yes, even if Terrell Austin called every single play and schemed it up and Mike Tomlin was merely an armchair head coach, it's still on Tomlin because he is the head coach and he's the guy who wanted him here. Like, it
yeah,
all
I know,
comes
but
back
at least
to Tomlin.
Then you can clearly identify the problem. If Mike Tom, if there's no crossover on the defense, if you're going to keep the head coach and then the defense stinks, you know, okay, the defense stinks. We're going to get rid of the defensive coordinator and bring somebody new in. I think a lot of people go at that and they realize that the Rooneys aren't going to change the head coach, right?
Yeah.
Like, if changing the head coach was an option, I think the majority of Steelers fans would say, okay, change the
no
head coach.
No doubt about it.
And that's the easy solution. But the crossover, it then muddies the waters because then – whose defense is this? Who's making the call? It's the guy who isn't going anywhere. It's his call. Then all of a sudden, you're stuck with the crappy defense for way longer than you want. Like, that's where the problem is. Now, on offense, if Arthur Smith is no good, you're going to say, okay, we have to get rid of Arthur Smith and go get somebody else. That's not the case. I'm just saying it's a more clear-cut definition.
Right.
And I mean, Adam, anything. Like, if you and Doran were doing your show and you had a certain bit that you were doing, but Doran was always in and out and looking over your shoulder and meddling in what you were doing, like, would you do your best work?
No.
No, they would. You'd want to be trusted to do the job that you're hired to do, or, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Well, there's another layer to this, because I think you're right about that. And I think that's why, obviously, Brian Flores left, because, you know, they could have promoted him to defensive coordinator if they had decided to do that, and I still don't think he'd have taken the job because he knows Mike Tomlin would have been over his shoulder. Here's a different angle at this, I think. If, to use your analogy, if the show was struggling in the ratings, and it's not, we're tremendous at Sports Talk Radio, and we won a Marconi.
Mostly because of Callis, but yeah.
And Doran, and I would be third. But if the ratings sucked, I wouldn't say, hey, Doran, be better. I wouldn't say, hey, Harry. Well, I might blame Harry. Hey, Harry, be better. No, I would take it upon my own shoulders to prepare differently, to prepare harder,
yeah.
And I would take the brunt of the responsibility for that because I think that's what someone in this kind of position needs to do. That's being a leader, right? If the defense goes out there and does what I think it's going to do against Indianapolis, and that's lay a giant steaming pile of poo, which might actually improve the field quality at the 50-yard line, I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to get rid of Terrell Austin or Art Rooney II is going to get rid of Terrell Austin. What I would do as a leader, if I'm not calling all the defensive plays, I would start calling all the defensive plays. Something's got to change.
I mean, that's fine. At least you know where the problem is then.
That too. And that might be the most important thing. I'm tired of this whole who's calling what, who's calling it when. I want to know who to yell at.
Now, again, I think you can yell at both safely. They've given up nearly 1,000 yards
for
in
sure.
2 weeks.
For sure. They're all
You'd
culpable.
Be all right.
And 70 points, for God's sakes, and they do it routinely every playoff game. But were I Mike Tomlin, and I'm not calling every single defensive play, if we suck again, I'm saying, Terrell, I love you. Get up in the box. Be a bird's eye view of things. You can have input, but I'm calling every single defensive play because I'm going to put the responsibility on my own shoulders. And shouldn't Tomlin have faith in himself then? Like, you go out there and do it then, man. You go implement it, not just on third downs, not just in the red zone, which is when I would assume he does it, not just in crucial drives. Do the whole thing then. Big guy, tough guy, defensive guru.
It's Callis has his hand up. Yes, Harry.
I just want to just be real with all of us. Your instinct when things go wrong is first to pivot to me and say, Callis, what did you do? Just
well,
be honest.
Most of the things that do go wrong are your fault.
By your perception, I don't think that's true, though.
Oh.
I think you're lying.
He made it about him again. You see how he
yes,
did
Yes, I did.
I was just thinking about, we were talking about Seinfeld earlier in the show. I was thinking about the episode where Kramer runs movie phone.
Yes.
And he can't get the one that, Why don't you just tell me what play you'd like to run? Terrell Austin should give him one of those. Don't you just tell me what defense you'd like us to be in?
I mean, I think it's been pretty obvious what's been going on for a while, that Terrell Austin calls the majority of the plays, Mike Tomlin calls the important ones, and Mike Tomlin comes up with the majority of the game plan. And the results haven't been good. So something's got to change. I've thrown a couple of changes out there. You either fire the defensive coordinator to make Mike Tomlin clearly the guy, or Mike Tomlin should get up on the podium and say, you know what, Terrell's going upstairs, and I'm going to be the guy that calls the defensive signals. Because I can't keep hearing from him on Tuesdays, and we heard a lot of it this Tuesday. We just got to play better. Shut the hell. We got to play better?
Well, what do you want him to say? There's nothing he can say there where it's going to satiate you.
I don't want to hear we're not going to make dramatic changes. I want to hear we're turning over every stone.
I know, but then he says we're going to make changes, there's going to be changes, whatever, and then there are no changes.
And then I'll bitch about that.
There's nothing he can say that's going to win that argument. You do need to go play better.
I have so little hope for this weekend, and I don't know where to go.
I know.
Come Monday. What am I going to say that hasn't already been said? And that's the problem. Because
this is such a bad matchup.
It's a terrible matchup.
I'm just looking through like Chuck Clark, Juan Thornhill, Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar. That's their safeties to go against the most productive tight end in the NFL, as well as a passing offense that involves like four or five different wide receivers. And you've been unable to stop the run, and you're going against probably the best running back in football.
You know what I think they're going to do when they're healthy? On the back end, or I guess that's not even it. It's not even health. It's just when Kyle Duggar gets up to speed. I think they're going to play Duggar, and I think they're going to play Peppers. I think those are going to be their primary safeties.
That'll fix it.
Well, they were the primary safeties for the Patriots last year. Their defense was bad. Both guys are box safeties. They're going to play two box safeties. Great. I guarantee will tell you that's what they're going to do.
Great.
412-928-9370. A lot of people blowing up the phones, the texts, the Twitter. And you want to talk about this matchup coming up on Sunday, and we will entertain your calls, texts, and tweets. I also want to pivot briefly to the best team in the National Hockey League. That's right, your Pittsburgh
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Penguin. Harry Callis created a bit of content that on Twitter was just lauded by We Built This City, that's their Twitter handle, as a masterpiece. The best thing that 93.7 The Fan has put out in years, they write. We will replay that bit of content for you coming up at about 8:50. The people are clamoring for it, Jason.
It was so good. We were talking about it in the bathroom.
Yeah, we were.
Because you were playing it while you were peeing, which was a little bit of a weird move.
It was also weird to be peeing next to a pimp, but you didn't hear me complain.
Harry Dunn from Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm. But you look like a pimp.
All right, gang, you know the rules. No licking, no humping, no sniffing heinies.
I thought you were about to be afraid to say it, that you were worried that it would be an FCC violation at some point.
Yeah, I was, actually.
I'm happy.
I'm not going to lie. I went through my head and I'm like, there's nothing wrong there.
No, you're good. I'm happy you drove over the speed bump.
Yep.
Penguins, they're rolling over everyone right now, for the most part. 8-2-2. Winners last night, 4-1. Ben Kindle, who played his 10th game. Yeah, baby, they made the right decision there. Are the best team in the East right now. They are the best team in all of hockey right now, actually, as I look at the standings, with 18 points. Jason, is this sustainable?
Not best team in hockey, but are they going to be better than everybody expected? Yes.
Are they going to be better than everyone expected to the tune of making the playoffs?
Yes, I think this group can make the playoffs. Absolutely. Right now, Adam, I mean, again, if we're looking at what they're getting right now, I don't think this is going to continue. 8-2-2, I believe, is their record. It's very good. What they're getting right now is goaltending. Early on, we were talking about this off air. They did not play very well in the first period. Tristan Jarry was excellent. If they're going to get goaltending, if they're going to get something they haven't had in a couple years, the opportunity to have some saves made when your team isn't at its best, that's a different discussion here, man. The power play's been good. Last night, the PK was 4-for-4. They're getting production up and down their lineup. Ben Kindle, I love the kid. I'm so glad they're keeping him. He's added some depth to their lineup. They've been able to weather an injury to Rickard Rakell. He's up there playing with cities on the top power play. They're getting offense from different places. I mean, not only, I like the way they're playing. Better defensive structure, better in their own zone, better on breakouts, better when pinching, more responsible, all that stuff. But man, they're putting the puck in the net. They're scoring goals. Like, I really like Dan Muse, man. I really like what he's brought. It's very clear to me that they respect him. It's very clear that a change should have been made before it was. But yeah, man, I'm not seeing anything to say it's not sustainable based on getting goaltending and some of the timely scoring. It's not going to take a lot to sustain some of this stuff.
We talked about it off the air a little bit earlier, Jason, that I know I was not a big fan of the D-zone coverage with Mike Sullivan, the puck side overload, and it always seemed like they were scrambling in their own end. Man, they are playing a tight box around the net more often than not. They've got bodies in the right spots, and I don't think they're an overly physical hockey club, but there's a little bit more jam to their defense core, and that's made a world of difference. I don't know that Tristan Jarry is going to finish the season with a .923 save percentage. I would guess probably not. Artur Shelov, he's got a .919 save percentage. I'm going to guess that's not going to remain that high. But last season, on the aggregate, their goaltenders had an .891 save percentage. Ugh. If you're somewhere in the middle and you're going to score goals because you've actually got some depth and youthful legs in this lineup, I think you can be in the playoff race for the remainder of the season. It's a lot easier to play goaltender. Shocking opinion about to come out of my mouth. When you're not dealing with 15 damn odd man rushes a game. I always thought one of my biggest criticisms of Mike Sullivan's clubs these last few years are they seemingly played the same way regardless of how much time was left in the game and what the score was. This team doesn't do it. And I happen to think, Jason, that the third period last night might have been their finest of the season for them. They know who's on the ice. They know what the score is. They know how much time is left in the game. Those are things that every team in the sport should know. Penguins hadn't played like it the last few years.
We've talked about a lack of adjustments with the Steelers, Adam. There was a lack of adjustments with the Penguins. And I know I'm not breaking any news to anybody. Mike Sullivan's a really good hockey coach. Taking nothing away from Mike Sullivan. But his style is almost like, we're going to play our style of hockey. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what, like, this is us. You know, when Dan Muse doesn't have that sort of ego, and I use the word ego, but I think it's good when you know what you're doing, and almost as a compliment to Sullivan, but it was not what this team needed. You needed somebody to come in here and say, no, 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 no. we're going to play a little bit different. It's not going to be this style of hockey that we're not unaware of what we are. Dan Muse is very aware of what he has. Why are you, I mean, tightly packed, power with numbers. That's what the Penguins can do, responsible in their own end. A defensive strategy that is, you can actually execute it. And then all of a sudden, like you're talking about, you're helping your goaltenders navigate a much easier game. They don't have to be spectacular. They just have to be okay. And you're not giving up a bunch of odd man rushes. You're getting veteran players to buy into this system. Then, all of a sudden, they're getting the best out of Evgeny Malkin, out of Erik Karlsson. Chris Letang's been a little shaky. I actually don't have as many questions about Chris Letang as I think some people do. I think he's going to be just fine. But, I mean, they are playing a style of hockey that, again, you can continue playing. Not at this level. I mean, they're punching above their weight right now. But enough to get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think so.
We see it every year in the NHL that there's a new coach that comes in, they implement their system, and they play better than the talent level. We used to see it every other year for John Tortorella. He'd wear his welcome out real quick, but he'd come in that first year and the team would play above expectations. We saw it last year in Washington. Penguins are showing it right now. Sometimes it just takes another voice. Steelers. Cough, cough. And look, the thing that everyone always talks about with Tomlin happened with Sullivan. If Tomlin gets let go, he'll get a job in 10 seconds. Okay.
Yep.
It happened with Sullivan.
So what?
And the Rangers haven't been very good, and I think they might turn it around because I do happen to believe in Mike Sullivan. But a lot of the same problems the Penguins have had the last 3 years have reared their ugly heads with the New York Rangers. Even if Tomlin went someplace else upon being let go, if that were ever to happen, and he had success, okay. It just, it wasn't working here anymore. And in the NHL in particular, Jason, coaches turnover. They turn over more than in any other sport.
Yep.
And I think it's because the shelf life just ain't as long.
Yeah, and guys just tune them out.
Yes.
And you see what becomes of a team that's not listening to or respecting its coach. We saw it in 14-15 with Mike Johnston. They didn't respect Mike Johnston.
No.
And the Penguins were a bag of nothing because of it. Mike Sullivan comes in. They respected Mike Sullivan. And they had the horses to play the way Mike Sullivan wanted them to. Then you have something special. Now, you end up on the other side of that when you no longer have the horses to play that way and you're not willing to change.
Right.
And then you see the other side, you know, you kind of go back to where you started. But you've got somebody who gets players' respect because you're explaining, this is why we're doing it. This is why it's going to help us. Players are seeing the proof in the pudding right now. And all of a sudden, Dan Muse, I mean, if you're on that Penguins team and you're not listening to him, which I don't think is the case for anybody, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I also liked, between overtime and the shootout, the pushback from the Penguins.
They've had that all season, too.
They have.
Bad period, bad break, something.
And I'm talking about the physicality element. Like the
what is he doing?
Harry?
He's just bobbing his head back.
I'm nodding in affirmation.
Thank you. I think when the Penguins play the Flyers again, I think Zegras is going to get a taste of his own medicine. And I don't think that would have happened under Sullivan. Coming up next, it has been called a masterpiece. It has been called one of the best things that this radio station has ever pumped out. Nicholas Harry Callis's Week Steelers Recap. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. If you don't want to know the future, don't listen at 9 o'clock. Because we've got our handicapping expert Lee Sterling with all the weekend's biggest games, the predictions on all those games. And it's a massive local football weekend. Ohio State, Penn State, Pitt, Stanford. I think it's a little bit of a dicey situation going out west before you take on Notre Dame. Chiefs and Bills, a huge one in the AFC. Bengals, potentially without Joe Flacco, taking on the Bears. And then, of course, Colts and Steelers. If you don't want to hear the future, don't listen next segment. In the meantime, Nicholas Harry Callis he's created a work of art. This has been called the greatest thing that the station has ever produced by one fan on Twitter. When we played this in the first hour of the show, we had hundreds of texts patting Harry on the back. Harry's going to do this every week. A weekly rap recap of everything that's happened in Steelers land. And without further ado, I think we're well on our way to winning another Marconi because of this.
The Steelers. Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Welcome Kyle Duggar to the land of mediocrity, the football team in Pittsburgh City.
This could be one of the best of all time.
Thornhill, stop on a dime. That sentence feels like a crime. Watt got a new deal. We thought he came back, but where's he been? He only has 4 sacks. Garrett had 5 sacks in 1 game. Money's the only thing that'll bring Watt fame. All this money spent, but it seems we're in hell. The Steelers' D ranks near worst in the NFL. But the offense is the problem, Tomlin, wouldn't you say?
We feel like we didn't respond in the appropriate way.
Remember how the defense gave up 35, yet you want Rodgers and company to take the dive? Maybe MVS can bless this treacherous mess of an offense that Tomlin felt he had to address. Crowley says,
and Terrell Austin's a meat shield.
You want to know what's for real? Put Tomlin's defense on the field. You want our thoughts going into the Colts game? Get rid of all the scapegoats and make Tomlin the one to blame. The players don't seem to have anything to hide. Listen.
Not enough fight on our side.
Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids. Make that name on your back mean something.
Award-winning. Mackie, I have to read this text because you deserve the opportunity to respond.
Oh, boy.
Texter, no way Mackie is that tone-deaf to wear a pimp costume. The whitest guy around also glorifying sex-based human trafficking suite.
Give me a break.
He's Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
I'm not wearing a pimp costume. But the
I did not know that Mackie was a sex trafficking advocate.
No, Mackie is a huge Dumb and Dumber fan.
You're telling me you're not pro sex trafficking?
No.
Oh.
For crying out loud, but it does speak to something. This is a costume. Callis is losing.
He's losing it.
My older son and I went as Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber a number of years ago, and now my younger son wants to do it tonight. And so we walked around Mount Lebanon with my older son when we did this, and half of the people got the joke, thought it was hilarious. We're quoting Dumb and Dumber. My son's rattling off Dumb and Dumber lines. And the other half was like our texter that just didn't get the joke. I don't know what to tell those people, but I am not a pimp. I am Harry Dunn from Dumb and Dumber. I am sorry that you seem to think otherwise.
Harry, you're going to have to grab that as a drop from now until the end of time.
I am not a pimp. I'm not a pimp.
I am not a pimp.
I am not. I love Dumb and Dumber. There's nothing more.
I actually do think Lee Sterling was a pimp in his past life. And he, of course, is from Paramount Sports. He's going to join us next to talk about all the weekend's biggest games. We've got odds and ends coming up in the final hour of the show. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 51, low of 40. Should be 50 degrees and clear skies when the Steelers play the Colts on Sunday at 1 p.m. It's Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.